Hello, this is Paul Mack. I am taking some time right now out of my very busy schedule with my movie and all, and, well, my, of course, busy production schedule of trying to crank out CinemaScoop tapes, to speak to you about somebody that is actually very, very much well overlooked in the telephone, entertainment line world, as you will, right now. this came to my attention, actually, see, when was it? It was around, close to a year ago, around March of 1986. Actually, it was around the same time as the fourth annual Artie Awards, if anybody remembers that show that was loosely based on the, fourth annual Mackie Awards. This is a guy who from time to time, I will get on the lines and talk about. I think that he was, in fact, a genius. He was probably one of the brightest and wittiest people that I've ever met in the phone world. Very talented, very gifted, as a matter of fact, with his audio engineering and production. When he came onto the scene, he was literally a comedian. I mean, this guy can make you laugh or irritate you, whichever the two you prefer, which are, in a lot of cases, the same thing. This is a guy who is very close to me, and I've grown to know through the years. And actually, what can be said that hasn't already been said about this individual? Bad things, that is. This guy is so incredibly gifted. I don't know if there was ever anybody else that was at the height of his career back in 1985 and or 84, whatever, when I'll tell you something. Let me play a clip right here for you. Okay, stay on the line and don't go anywhere. You're still on CinemaScoop, but we're not going to talk about movies this week. We're going to talk about movies in a couple of weeks. We're going to talk about this guy this week because I think he needs some, he needs some attention. He needs to be re-recognized because he's kind of like, one of these movie stars that are now has-beens. He's like, you mention his name and they go, who? Which is basically what's happening to this guy today. So I thought I'd get back on here and talk a little bit about him. I got a clip here. I'm going to run a clip. This clip, basically, what this clip signifies here is the height of this man's career. All right? The height of this man's career. This is the height of this man's career. Will you just take a moment out of your busy schedule and listen to this for a moment? I think you'll be impressed. Here we go.
Hi, this is Paul Mack, and you're not, and I'm here to read a piece of paper that reminds me to tell you that I'll be the host for the third annual Artie Awards on March 30th, 1985. Your choices for the best in recorded telephone stuff. And if you haven't yet sent for your ballot to vote for your favorites, simply send your name and address to Artie. That's actually really and truly exciting. Academy of Recorded Telephone Entertainment. Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. That's Post Office Box 4081, Chatsworth, California, 91313. Deadline for balloting is March 15th, 1985. So send for your actually really and truly exciting ballot today. And join me in a cast of phone favorites at the third annual Artie Awards on March 30th, 1985 at a telephone near you. Preferably mine. So let's scan that Malmu, shall we?
Yes, let's scan that Malmu. And there's one thing I'd like to scam right now, and that's the guy who did not vote for me in the fourth annual Artie Awards! All right. Just thought we, like to get that over with. It's been building up here for a little while. You're on CinemaScoop at 989-7500. Friend of the week of stuff and fun and lunacy. I like to just say right now that I'm generally upset because here's a guy, me, Paul Mack, whose career has gone from extraordinarily bitchin' to Paul who? Oh, that geek! And I have my friends to thank for that. But I'd just like to say, let's not get on here and rag, because, we all know that I've done that. I had that. What are we on now? Day 320 of Paul Mack's ragging session? I'll tell you something, folks, friends. Now, if this I'm not making any vile threats or anything, but if this happens again on the fifth annual Artie Awards, I just don't know what, I can't be responsible for my own actions, with terrorism and all, and I'm pretty good friends with the Momar. No, seriously. Seriously, I mean, I understand you people, you voted for the best, and that's certainly what you got. The best of absolutely nothing. Now, I want to tell you, no, seriously, folks, I'm not on here once again to rag. I'm on here to bring you, hopefully in a more humorous way, the best of Paul Mac from 1986, so that the RT Awards, an organization which I've probably become unattached to, only because they dumped me. No, that's seriously. I mean, hey, it's only fitting that the king and the father of telephone entertainment, that's Nino and Brian, head up this awards festivities, because, hey, they are telephone entertainment. I mean, I'm Paul Mac, you know? I mean, that's all. I mean, that, okay, if you noticed in that last clip, my attitude was extremely nice and very outgoing. And now, you know, one short year later, in just presenting an award, I sounded like this.
Well, thanks again, Brian W. Feedback. The man's working so hard tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him. He's great, isn't he? I mean, he's the host of the 1986 Arty Awards presentations, and I'm so proud not to have been in his place this year, because I'd be embarrassed, let's face it. I mean, I won nothing. Well, I won something, but it was nothing, you know. It's like something that you can take home to Mom and say, look, Mom, I'm the biggest disappointment. She's been telling me that for, like, the past 20 years. Anyway, you know, people will ask me on the street, you know, what the Tracy Lords is a comment line? And I'll say to them, you know, a comment line is very similar to, you know, a Phil Donahue show or a talk radio show or even, you know, Johnny Carson or something like that. And what we do is we cut those pop-o-matics down to about 30 minutes and play it over the phone for everybody to hear. And there you have it. That's right, the standard comment line, not the exciting entertainment variety category that I was in, but the standard comment line, folks. That's right, the standard ones where people can voice different views, skin tones, and ideas, speaking about anything from the most radical X-rated experience of all time to why I didn't get more Arty Awards in the fourth annual thing. Doggone it!
You know, I'm not going to sit on here and rag about how incredibly talented I was back in those good old days, but, you know, ever since my big losses in 1986, I guess it was, Paul Mac hasn't even been able to get a guest shot on the doggone Bubba Brady line. I mean, this is ridiculous, you know? Just to tell you, I mean, I'll tell you, folks, I used to be the hottest thing since oatmeal, and now, I mean, I can't even get... Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's typical, you know. I mean, I'm a has-been. I'm a washed-up bit player, you know. I'm barely good enough for an under five. That's it, folks. That's it. I'm finished. I mean, I'm barely good enough to host my own line, let alone, you know. I mean, people like Nino Telefun follow Bo Zipkin religiously, whereas he might call my line up two or three nights a week just catch and see if it's busy. All right, that's fine. That's good. That's great. That's wonderful. That's terrific. But what I'm not here to rag, like I said before, I'm here to bring you the very best of Paul Mac Presents from 1986. That's right. And here are the things that I'd like you all to remember and to consider. Now, you, my loyal callers, to consider for nominating in the fifth annual Arty Award. So without further ado, I'd like to say pew and to get on with the shoe. Here we go, and let's do it.
Thank you, Mac Jackson.
Paul Mac, calling in all the way from his house.
And always look to the name Paul Mac for the finest in recorded telephone entertainment.
Wonderful! From the outer depths of a complex chamber of high-fidelity studio railroading, in a large section of Van Nuys, California, where not even the makers of Friday the 13th sequels dare to film, from a place where people could care less about Leonard Nimoy. Not in the least bit dead, but an incredible stimulation, it's the 4th Annual Mackie Awards!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, moviegoers of America, it's time.
Please.
No.
Please.
Give me $10.
I got $10.
Hand it over.
I can't hand it through the window. Dual farts.
Hi, did you know Paul Mac was having his 101st tape anniversary? Definitely Paul Mac.
Okay.
I can't talk like this anymore, Paul.
Oh, that's bad.
Hello and welcome to Paul Mac's 4th Annual Conceitement Kick and Excellence awarded to all the best in telephone funnies. I'm Dennis DeCrepo, and you're not inviting you to join us as we honor all Paul's choices from 1985. With special appearances by Paul Mac and Paul Mac, presenting special awards to Paul Mac and his friends as Paul Mac honors all the people associated with Paul Mac who didn't get their Artie Award this year. No thanks to all you jerks out there listening to this recording right now. You never even voted for the guy. I mean, you are scum. You are the lowest depths of the earth, according to Paul. That's what he told me. So may a dog in heat romance your shin for the month of July. That means hump your leg. The 4th Annual Mackey Awards are brought to you by microwave, by satellite, by picking up your phone and dialing 818-989-7500, and may not be heard on any other entertainment line in the world. Well, except in Libya, where handfuls of terrorists are using this recording to torture innocent victims, usually American Christians, to sleep for hours and hours upon hours and hours. The 4th Annual Mackey Awards are also brought to you by Max Snacks Limited, the makers of Movie Munchies and Captain Ego. He's on a spaced-out mission in the Twilight Zone. And now, your host for the presentations, and a man who more than likely will remind you somewhere in this program that he's the proud owner of an old beat-up 72 Chevy Nova, Ma Bell's answer to something out of a bad dream, my friend Mackie, Captain Ego to you, here he is, Mr. Paul L. Mack.
And now, Artie and callers, here for your consideration for nomination for Best Song is our first entry of the year, entitled We Are the Mac, written, performed, and produced by myself, Mr. Paul Mac. Here it is.
And now, a very special waste of time. It's amazing that this phone all-star's head fits in this room.
There comes a time when we need a phone award, but the callers vote William Wilde instead.
You smug puddin'.
There are people crying who got no such award.
Not got it.
Because their line was found dead. We should have known.
Not got it.
By taking our lines down, that the callers would soon somehow forget.
You smug puddin'.
We were all part of this phone community. But the truth, you know, Mackie is all we need.
We are the Mac. We are the losers. We are the ones who lost the Artie Award, so let's be boozers.
Let's be boozers.
There's a price we're paying by bringing our lines back. We'll try to make a better take. Just vote for me.
Wonderful.
Send us your vote, or we'll take our line right down. Or the lines could start charging a fee.
That's right.
Well, but Telcom shows us by making boring tapes. To win an RT, you need not be great.
That's right.
We are the man.
We are the losers.
We are the losers.
We are the ones
who lost the Artie Award. So let's be losers.
Thank you.
There's a price we're paying by bringing our lives back. We'll try to make a better take. Just vote for me.
When we're down and out and it seems we've lost it all, we can look again, cause Mackies are here for Paul. Let us realize that Artie's only come when callers vote together as one.
We are the Mac. We are the singers. We are the ones who made a better tape. But once the
Pardon?
There's that chance we're taking by turning out more stuff and wondering if we'll get your vote or a call or bluff.
We use the Mac.
We are the Mac.
We use the losers.
We are the losers. We are the ones who lost the Artie Award, so let's be boozers. There's a price we're paying by bringing our lines back. We'll try to make a better tape, just vote for me.
Sing it, fellas.
We'll try to make a better tape, just vote for me.
Cinema Scoop, who's on?
Oh my god, it's like Snow White.
Oh my god, Snow White! How are you?
I'm fine. Well, how are you doing?
What brings you to the Cinema Scoop line here, Snow?
Well, I don't know. I was like sitting on my desk drawer, you know, and came across this Artie Party news banner thing, and all the numbers are in it, so I called them up.
Right. And of course, mine was the first one you called, right?
No.
No? What do you mean, no? Don't you call my line at all?
Don't you want me to be truthful? It's more like the fifth. That's okay.
All right, now, come on now. So you don't like my line, but you like me at least, I hope.
Well, I wouldn't dislike your line if I called it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Snow White, so don't you go to movies?
I go to movies all the time.
You go to movies all the time. So, like, what kind of movies does Snow White see?
Oh, you won't like it.
I won't like it?
No.
Well, tell me anyway.
I see movies like The Valley Girl. And you... I saw a movie called The Vow.
You see The Vow? Are you kidding me?
Called The Vow.
Okay, was it your life story or what?
No, The Valley Girl was more my life story. The Vow was pretty stupid.
All right, so, I mean, what have you seen lately? Any of the new, hot movies that are out right now?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. I don't remember the titles. I just watched them.
Are you lost in a time warp or what, Snow White? Get with it. I mean, come on. Let's go.
I'm zoned out. I'm in Orange County.
You're in Orange. I know. Parcheesi's a felony out there, let me tell you.
So
that's right, or something bad like that. So listen, do you rent video movies or anything like that?
Oh, we rent video movies by the Mac.
All right, I hope they're, you know, under ours. I mean, I hope you don't go for these awful things that are just destroying the minds of youthful people. I tell you.
Porno films?
Like that? Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. Then I won't tell you some of them we rent, but we do rent some good movies too.
Oh, very good. Like, what are you into renting?
Like, what are we into renting?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. My boyfriend likes war movies.
Oh, so he likes movies. Oh, really? Like what?
Now you can ask me titles.
Oh, come on. So, in other words, okay, war movies are boring, but what movies do you rent?
What movies? We rent, like, Friday the 13th. I love all those.
I'll tell you something, Snow White. When you see one, you've seen them all. They're all exactly the same. I mean,
no,
part one is just a remake of part six, if you ask me. I'll tell you that.
No, I haven't seen part six yet. I'm dying for it to come out.
And let me tell you something, you're gonna die when you see the thing, because if it's so bad, you almost have to croak, but...
You know, like, part five, I laughed all the way through it.
Yeah, they're actually pretty funny, as a matter of fact.
So she knows exactly what she's gonna do, and she doesn't.
That's right. So, in other words, you're recommending these low-cut, sleazy porno and war flicks and horror films are just... They're in this season, is that right?
I don't know about 87, but they sure were at the end of 86.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And you know, Snow White, did I ever tell you you were a sweet person?
No, you never told me.
That's good. Okay.
Excuse me forever.
What's that, Snow?
Don't tell me again.
All right, I'll never tell you that again.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for calling, and hope you call soon and tell all of your friends about Cinema Scoop out here, the most happening bitchin' telephone entertainment line in North Hollywood, California.
Like, have a great 87.
I'm sure they will. With me around, they have to. Thanks for calling, Snow.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, there were a lot of darn good performances on Paul Mac Presents last year in 1986, not to mention myself here. We all know that, hey, I'm not an actor, I'm a director. But anyway, there were a lot of good performances, and to name a couple, Susan Cinema, our very own Susan Cinema, and Tony North Hollywood, a.k.a. Abhula Brat Dualadu Has-Been, are no exceptions. Yes, sir, they are very good.
people, and I want to tell you, they did some fine jobs, and I want to say that these people came through. Susan did a fine job portraying Sarah Furs and Things on the 4th annual Mackie Awards program, and Abhula, or Tony, did a fine job playing what he really does in real life to me, my right-hand man in my film production, in the skit of The Return of Paul Mack. And we have some outtakes from these rather obscure little pieces coming up right here. And then over on side two, we're going to go ahead and play you the actual recordings, the way they were meant to be heard in their true unfaltered performances. So why don't we get on with these outtakes from their fine performances and listen to these in just a moment, and then we'll hear the actual things right here on CinemaScoop. All right.
You know, I come from, there are not a lot of big black ones.
All right, we switch now. Give me your level.
A lot of small white ones. But...
Okay, sir.
Yes.
Very nice. Give me your loudest level, sir.
My loudest level. Here I am.
And this is Paul Mack. Thank you very much.
Yes, you're always louder than anyone else, Paul.
And my thing fell.
What do you call that? A black ball? It's sort of like a black hole. No.
You can't get AIDS using Okay.
Is that like a condom?
That's what it is, a condom.
A condom.
Okay, you want to stop the twirly twos?
Or a conundrum.
Okay, stop
the twirly twos. I like that.
All right.
It's fun.
Just go ahead and grab it.
All right. I'm used to that. Goodness.
This is a recording. I want to express...
You forget I'm engaged to Prince Andrew.
She was just grabbing my top. That's all. She was stopping it. That sounds bad on tape.
It's quite small, Paul. I didn't know they made them that small.
It was imported from Milwaukee.
Milwaukee? I thought you were a California boy.
That's a whole other thing. All right, here we go. Let's go for a take. We should do this. Test. See, this is like a warm-up, what we're doing.
Lovely, lovely.
Don't you love warming up?
Yes.
Two, three, four.
Well, you
hello.
Do seem a bit flushed, you know.
Yes.
Are you hot or just warm?
I'm burning. Okay.
Well.
Here we go.
I promise I won't grab your top any more than I have to.
All right, well, you stopped it. It's finished for the night.
Okay.
Here we go. And on three, boy, it's 12 o'clock already, right on the nose. Remember now, if you make a mistake, I will edit. I go back, I work with a blade, really good. I almost slipped my wrist once because my cuts didn't come out as well as I would like them to. All right.
I wore a razor blade in my around my neck once when was fashionable to do that.
Thank you very much, sir. All right. I'm a professionalist. I know you're just anxious to get going. Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, Sarah, will you get the phone, please?
I'm not a maid. I'm not a bloody maid, damn it. I'm almost a princess.
Ah, hi. How
just because you? I'm a commoner, they think they can...
Nothing, no, I'm only kidding. I was in the middle of taping with Miss Bruce. All right. Did you want me to come over?
Not now. I'm just pulling his top.
No, that was pizza? Bob Observatory. The rather large man that it was in our wedding party. Remember Bob?
You mean the real fat one?
Hey, now, that was my friend. I was the best man at his wedding.
I don't remember him.
Oh, okay. He walked down the aisle with Annie. How can you miss them? They were a perfect couple. Right, Chris?
Was he the one that ate all the lasagna before the bridal couple could get to it?
These outtakes will not be heard on telephone entertainment lines as he runs one, too. Here we go. Of course, the man has no talent. All right.
But he won a farting contest.
Sarah, yes. I promise you, this is gold. Okay, here we go.
Hey.
This is going to be cut in from the rest of my introduction, whatever that will be. And here it is now. Just to remind you, you're at 989-7500. We're going over to side two now for more outtakes on CinemaScoop.